It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament begins November 3rd on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Are you still cold from last night at all?
I was pretty warm up in the booth and went against my offensive lineman principles and actually wore sleeves and a jacket.
I heard that. I heard that conversation with you and David Shumate. He was giving you a hard time.
I was hoping to bait him into not wearing a jacket, but that didn't work. But, you know, I had some coffee, some hot cider up there, nice and cozy to take in a Thursday night game.
Hot cider. All right. So the accounting firm of Grayson Loftus was called into duty last night to play quarterback for Duke. It didn't look good early, but he probably played better than his numbers would indicate. It was not a good night for Jalen Calhoun, although he did rally a little bit later. What are your thoughts on the third string quarterback getting it done?
Wow. I mean, to your point, I thought he did a good job of fighting and picking himself up off the mat after a start that was shaky at best. The Blue Devils, and it wasn't all on him, had some massive mistakes in the game early on.
Yeah.
A couple turnovers, and I really don't credit those to Grayson Loftus. Both of them, I think, offensive line play gave up some penetration and some pass protection issues to force the ball out. But overall, you know, the fight in the second half of each half, so the second quarter and the fourth quarter of that offense, was enough to stay in the ball game and to, you know, find their way back into it. How about this nugget for you? Last night marked the first Duke game in program history that the Blue Devils won without playing a single snap with the lead, Adam.
Really?
That's insane. I mean, obviously they were tied a couple times in the night, but I think when I think about just the games that I've been associated with, either as a player or as a member of the media or a radio crew, that's right up there with the most impressive. I think that's just as impressive as the game against Clemson to open the season when you think about wins and what they were having to do from battling the opponent. In this case, it was adversity with having your third-string quarterback missing several key pieces on both sides of the football. And Duke was able to get to bowl eligibility. What a wild game.
Dave Harding is joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. And yes, bowl eligibility is a big deal. Does the defense feel a little bit fatigued to you? And I know you said that there was some attrition on both sides of the ball, but defense feel just a little tired?
I think so. I think this entire team's a little tired. And it's kind of similar to what I think happened to Notre Dame a couple weeks ago when they faced Louisville in that big-time, prime-time game and lost, and everybody was a little shocked. But, you know, the Fighting Irish had played several undefeated opponents in a row, and then Duke was just kind of a week or so behind them, having faced, you know, 4 ranked teams to start the year, one of the toughest schedules in college football, I think like the 18th most difficult schedule. And the stretch that they just went through was grueling, you know, back-to-back